Hey, Grace Point family, I hope you have had an amazing holiday season. I hope your Christmas celebrations have been filled with fun moments, great gift exchanges, fun family times. I just hope it's been an incredible holiday season for you. And now we stand in the doorway of a brand new year. Now, I know that some of you might be really excited to say goodbye to last year and you're really looking forward to this new year. I want to tell you that I think it's so critical for you and I to say goodbye well and hello well. You see, this new year is filled with amazing opportunities. Opportunities that we will either embrace or we will ignore. This new year is going to be filled with all sorts of commitments that we are going to make. This new year, it's going to be filled with all sorts of challenges that we will need to face and figure out a way to navigate through. And as I think about all of those things, commitments and opportunities and challenges, it reminds me that there are also some areas of life in which I'm going to need some new perspective. In fact, maybe you can think about one of those areas of life right now. Maybe it's a relationship that you are struggling in. You need some new perspective on that relationship. Maybe there's a problem you've been wrestling with, dealing with, maybe for years, and you would say, you know what, if there's one thing I could experience in this new year, I need some new perspective to figure out that particular situation. Well, friends, when I need new perspective, I go to God's Word. And I want to share with you a verse of Scripture that's been so meaningful for me over the years as I think about standing in the doorway of a new year, saying goodbye, saying hello. When I think about the new perspective I need to embrace the new year well, these words from Jeremiah come to my mind, and I want to share them with you. Jeremiah writes these words in Lamentations chapter 3, verses 20 through 22. He says, "The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercies never cease. Great is His faithfulness." And then, don't miss these words. He says, "His mercies begin fresh every morning." Think about that. Every morning of this new year, you and I have the opportunity to experience God's mercy fresh and new for this new year, this new day. If you want to define mercy, it simply means this: God's undeserved forgiveness and unearned kindness that's extended to you and extended to me. So we have the opportunity to say goodbye to yesterday and hello to the new year, understanding that God is going to give us His mercy every single day as we take steps forward. That helps me begin to get some new perspective I need for this new year. Now, as I think about these words of Jeremiah, I am reminded of something really significant. Jeremiah wrote these words that are filled with hope as he reflected upon what had just happened in his nation. These words were written as Jeremiah was reflecting on yesterday. And friends, the recent past that Jeremiah was reflecting on had been nothing short of a complete disaster. In fact, Jeremiah wrote these words shortly after Jerusalem had been destroyed by the Babylonian Empire in about 586 BC. And as Jeremiah reflects upon his recent past, he says in Lamentations chapter 2, verse 11, he says, "I have cried until I have no more tears. My heart is broken. My soul is in agony." He continues with that same theme in chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. He says, "The thought of my suffering and my homelessness is bitter beyond words." He says, I will never be able to forget this awful time, and I continue to grieve over my loss." Jeremiah is being incredibly honest about his yesterday, what he has just lived through, what his family's just lived through, his nation has lived through. He's brutally honest about it. He's grieving it. But then his focus shifts. He says, yet I still dare to hope when I remember this. The faithful love of the Lord never ends. His mercy never ceases. Great is His faithfulness. His mercy begins fresh each morning. And I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I will hope in Him. Jeremiah, I think, gives us amazing perspective about saying goodbye well and saying hello well. And I would suggest to you that we're actually not ready to embrace tomorrow until we have appropriately handled yesterday. And Jeremiah shows us how to do it. He reflects on yesterday, and then he entrusts it to God. He reflects on yesterday and he entrusts it to God. Think about it for a moment. Just like Jeremiah reflected on yesterday, you and I can reflect on our yesterday. And maybe you could just imagine that this tote right here, this is your yesterday. Maybe it's 2022, and maybe years ago, you have placed all sorts of stuff in this tote. And maybe to begin thinking about what's in there, maybe you just need to ask yourself, what are the successes that happened this last year? What are the things that I need to celebrate? Where are the pain points of this last year that I need to address? Maybe where are there places where I need to return and ask for forgiveness? There's all sorts of evaluative questions that you could ask yourself that might remind you of what's in this tote from yesterday. And you and I, we take a lesson from Jeremiah and we discover that we don't need to wallow in yesterday. We don't need to simply view yesterday as we move forward. No, we reflect on it. We learn from it. We ask God to help us work through it. And then we give it to Him. God, I can't go back and relive yesterday. So I'm going to learn from it with Your help. I'm going to ask You to give me strength to address issues that might still be there. I'm going to ask for You to give me the right perspective on yesterday, and I'm going to trust You with it. You know, we are notorious for being people who forget the things we ought to remember, and we remember what we ought to forget. I remember hearing a story recently, and maybe you've heard about it as well, about a guy who lived as a hermit in New Hampshire. And he passed away with no one close to him to take care of his belongings. So as people began to come in and try to address what he had left behind, they discovered that he was a hoarder, and he had left entire sheds full of stuff. And I will never forget reading about one of the boxes that he had labeled simply this: string too short to be saved. I'm afraid I have a box like that in my mind. Things that should not be saved, but I didn't know what else to do with it. And so I've just let it roll around up here in my mind for years maybe. Perhaps you can identify with that. We're notorious for hanging on to things that we should let go of and letting go of things we should hang on to. But Jeremiah helps us understand that we transition well from yesterday to tomorrow when we actually let God give us His perspective, when we entrust yesterday to Him. And when we do that well, then we can look at tomorrow and we can say, God, I have hope for tomorrow because of Your faithfulness. And friends, we can actually look at all of the potential of tomorrow, all of the opportunities, all of the challenges, all of the things that are ahead of us in 2023, we can look at that and we can, with God's help, we can embrace it and offer it to Him. Say, God, I know You are going to be faithful to me. I know Your mercy is going to be fresh every single morning. And so I'm going to embrace this new year with all the possibilities that it entails. And I'm going to commit myself to giving this year to You. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to offer it to You to use me in my life for Your purpose and for Your plan. Now, someone might be thinking, Wes, how in the world can I say, God, I trust You with tomorrow when it's filled with so much uncertainty, when it's filled with so many things that I don't understand and I'm not sure what's coming? And I think Isaiah gives us the answer. He says, God, I dare to hope for tomorrow because your faithful love never ends. Your mercy never ceases. Your mercy is actually going to be fresh for me every morning. And so, God, I hope in you. I have hope for tomorrow because of you, God. I like the way the Apostle Paul put it hundreds and hundreds of years later when he was writing to Christians living in Philippi. And he said in Philippians chapter 4, verse 12 through 13, he said, I have learned the secret of living in every situation. I've learned the secret, he said. It doesn't matter whether it's good or bad, whether it's celebration or whether it's sorrow. Paul says, I've learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it's a full stomach or empty, whether there's plenty or little. He says this, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Paul says, me living well yesterday, today, and tomorrow is all based on me living in the strength that Christ gives me. And I think that verse illustrates so well this spiritual principle that our Heavenly Father never meant you and me to go through life alone. He never meant for us to do yesterday or today or tomorrow by ourselves. He wants us to live in His strength. Think about this. The God who formed the mountains, who filled the seas, who breathed life into dust, this very God wants to strengthen you and me for whatever is ahead in this new year. And you and I, we can do all that God calls us to do in His strength. So as we consider saying goodbye to yesterday and hello to a new year, we find ourselves in the in-between, in the very middle. We find ourselves standing in the middle of yesterday and tomorrow. So we find ourselves in this day today with a challenge to live today following God's plan. If we entrust yesterday to God and we trust tomorrow with God, then we determine that today we live according to His plan. And could I remind you very quickly of some wonderful verses from Proverbs chapter 3. Verses that talk about what it looks like to live today following God's plan. The writer just simply said this. He said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Seek His will in all that you do and He will show you which path to take. Don't be impressed by your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord, respect the Lord, worship the Lord, and turn away from evil. He says, honor the Lord with all of your wealth, with the best part of everything you produce, and God will give you more than enough. Now, I know that we stand in the doorway of a new year, and when we do that, we often think about things we want to do differently in the new year. I'm going to do this differently. And there's value to some of that. But may I challenge you today to think about who you are going to be before what you're going to do. Because you and I need to determine first who God is calling us to be. The writer of Proverbs says you need to be a person that trusts the Lord in everything. You need to be a person that seeks the Lord's will in everything you do, and then He'll show you which direction to go. You need to be a person that respects God and His word and His truth. You need to be a person that honors the Lord in every area of your life. I appreciate the words of Andy Stanley when he says, it's always a mistake to decide what you want to do before deciding who you want to be. The challenge for you and me is to be a person that follows God's plan, to be a person, as we often say around here, who is simply a follower of Jesus. And as you and I contemplate yesterday, we reflect on it and we entrust it to God. As we look at tomorrow, we embrace it and we offer it to God. And as we think about this day in the doorway, we determine that we will live today following God's plan. I hope those thoughts are meaningful to you. I hope they will give us the perspective that we need to experience God's very best in our lives during this new year. Let me pray for you. God, we're so grateful today for the privilege we have of having lived this past year. We know that there were good times and there were some tough times. And God, I pray that as we look back, that you would help us to be willing to learn from the things that we need to learn from, to grieve over the things we need to grieve, to experience your healing in the areas we need to find healing, to experience your forgiveness where we have sinned and walked away from your plan. And God, as we reflect on it and give it to you, God, may we leave it in your hands. And may we, with your help, move forward into this new year. And may we look forward to the new year, not in fear, not with trepidation, but with a lot of excitement, because God, you will be faithful tomorrow just like you have always been faithful. Your mercies will be new and fresh. Your kindness will be there for us every single day and every moment of the new year. And so we walk into it with a lot of excitement, offering it to you to follow you in this new year. And God, then as we look at where we are today, may we not miss the moment to just determine that we will follow you today. Because we know that today is tomorrow's yesterday. And we know that today is the prelude to tomorrow. And help us not to squander the reflection moment or the embracing of the new moment by missing out on following you today. God, give us your help in this area of our lives right now. And we thank you for your faithfulness and your mercy that's new every single moment. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I can't tell you how meaningful it is for us to just have you join us on a weekly basis, online or in person. And I hope you will be committed to being a part of Grace Point every single week in terms of our worship gatherings. If you're going to be joining us online next week, then you will be experiencing the last message in our series, God Has a Name. And we hope you'll join us online if that's the only way that you can experience Grace Point together. But friends, I want to encourage you, if you have the ability, I want to encourage you to be able to be with us at the Owosso campus or the St. John's campus in person. As much as we love being together online, let's be honest. There's some things that are just not downloadable. We can't download the sense of community and fellowship that happens when we are together in a room with other followers of Jesus. The worship experience, although there's some things that translate, not everything can translate through a camera and a computer and a screen. And so we really want to encourage you in 2023 to join us in person if you possibly can. And if you join us in person next weekend, you're going to be able to experience the beginning of a brand new series we're starting called The Land Between. And the subtitle is simply this: Experiencing God in the Middle of Life's Transitions. Many of you know that we're going through transitions here at Grace Point and in our personal lives. And we want to experience God's very best as we go from here to there. And so I want to ask you to join us and experience together the beginning of a new series called The Land Between. We will look forward to seeing you next week, either in person or online. May you experience God's very best today.